नमस्सर्वेभ्यः. अद्य कृदन्तवर्गे चतुर्थः पाठः, एप्रिल् मासस्य अष्टमः दिनाङ्कः. अद्य वयम् अनियर् इति प्रत्ययस्य परिचयं प्राप्नुमः, तस्य रूपाणि कथं भवन्ति इत्यपि पश्यामः. आदौ मङ्गलम्. योऽन्तः प्रविश्य ममवाचमिमां प्रसुप्तां सञ्जीवयत्यखिलशक्तिधरस्वधाम्ना अन्यांश्च हस्तचरणश्रवणत्वदादीन् प्राणान्नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यम्. गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे. न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो. अग्रे गमनात् पूर्वम् अधीतस्य किञ्चित् पुनरावर्तनं कुर्मः. कृदन्ताः इति अयं वर्गः. धातुः प्रकृतिः. धातोः यदा कृत् इति प्रत्ययस्य योजनं क्रियते तदा कृदन्तः इति शब्दः सिद्ध्यति. So, dhatu is a root, verb root. So, there are a fixed list of around 2000 verbs given as the dhatu patha. Other dhatus can also be created. So, to these dhatus, when we add suffixes called as krut, we get shabdas called as kridantas. Krut ityukte kim? Krut iti? एका संज्ञा. तत्र प्रायः चत्वारिंशदुत्तरशतं प्रत्ययाः भिन्नेषु अर्थेषु विहिताः सन्ति. सो कृत् इस् अ नेम् गिवन् टु अ सेट् आफ् अरौण्ड् 140 सफिक्सस् गिवन् बै पाणिनि इन् द अष्टाध्यायी. दीस् प्रत्ययस् आर् गिवन् इन् डिफरेण्ट् मीनिङ्ग्स्, देट् इस् दे कन्वे डिफरेण्ट् सेन्सस् when added to the dhatus. Kridantah pratipadikam bhavati. Sarvepi kridantah pratipadikam. So pratipadikam is the noun stem. The stem of a noun form is called pratipadika. All kridantas are pratipadikas. Kridantanam swatantriyena upayogah na shakyate. Kridantebhyah sup pratyayan yojayitva सुबन्तरूपेण प्रयोगं कुर्मः. सो यु केनाट् यूस् कृदन्तस् इण्डिपेण्डेण्ट्लि. वि आल्वेस् एड् सुप्रत्ययस् टु इट् एण्ड् यु गेट् सुबन्तस् आर् नामपदस्. सो कृदन्तस् आर् यूस्ड् इन् द फार्म् आफ् सुबन्तस् इति कृदन्तानां विषये सामान्याः अंशाः अस्माभिः अवगताः. ततः ल्युट् इति प्रथमः कृत् प्रत्ययः अस्माभिः दृष्टः. गमनं, पठनं, जननं, मरणं, करणं, तरणम् इत्यादिषु शब्देषु श्रूयमाणः प्रत्ययः ल्युट् इति उच्यते. यत्र यत्र अयं प्रत्ययः भवति तत्र पदस्य अन्ते अनम् अथवा अणम् इति श्रूयते. अयं भावार्थकः प्रत्ययः, अर्थात् क्रियां बोधयति. इट् रेप्रसेण्ट्स् द एक्शन् आफ् अ धातु. यत्र रेफः, शकारः अथवा ऋकारः अस्ति धातौ, तत्र णत्वस्य सम्भवः. अर्थात् ल्युट् प्रत्यये अन इति नकारः अस्ति, तस्य नकारस्य कदाचित् णकारः सम्भवति. सो कुत्र भवति? यत्र रेफः, शकारः अथवा ऋकारः अस्ति तत्र सम्भवः. सो देर् इस् द पासिबिलिटि आफ् नत्वा इफ् देर् इस् अ रेफ, शकार आर् ऋकार इन् द धातु. सो द पासिबिलिटि इस् ओन्ली वेन् दीस् त्री लेटर्स् आर् प्रेसेण्ट्. बट् वेन् एवर् दीस् त्री आर् देर् इट् डस् नाट् मीन् दट् देर् इस् न. सो यदि एते वर्णाः नकारात् पूर्वं विद्यन्ते, so if these three are directly before the nakara, not considering the swaras, or when they are separated by kavarga, pavarga, ha, ya, va, these letters. So when repha and nakara is separated by any of these consonants, so which is kavarga, pavarga, or ha, ya, va, then we have natva. So if there is any other intervening consonant, tada natvam na bhavati iti, kutra natvam bhavati, kutra na bhavati iti, bahuni udaharanani drishtavantaha. Tataha lyut pratyayasya rupani katham bhavanti, dhatubhyaha lyut pratyayasya yojanena katham rupani siddhyanti ityapi drishtavantaha. Samanyataha kim kriyate, dhatoho ana iti yojanena kridantam siddhyati. Yatha gam ana gamana, path ana pathana, pooj ana poojana ityadi. Yadi dhatoho ante ikaraha athava ikaraha asti, tarhi ayana iti shruyate. Yatha chi chayana, ni nayana ityadi. Yadi dhatoho ante ukaraha athava ukaraha asti, tarhi avana iti shruyate. Hu havana, bhu bhavana, shru shravana ityadi. Yadi dhatohu upantyaha varanaha ikaraha. So there is some letter X at the end of the dhatu. Before it we have E. Tada ikarasya sthane ekaraha bhavati. Yatha likh, l-i-kh. We get l-e-kh-ana, lekhana. Bhid-bhedana. Kship-kshepana. Ityadi. Evameva yatra ukaraha upantimaha varnaha, tatra ukarasya okaraha bhavati. Rud-rodana. Bhuj-bhojana. Ityadi. Yatra rikaraha ante asti, athava upantimaha varnaha, tada rikarasya ar iti bhavati. Yatha arana, rikaraha ante asti ched arana iti shruyate. Kr karana, mr marana, vr varana ityadi. Upantimaha rikarashchet ar madhye vyanjanam ana. Yatha vridh vardhana, vrit vartana, vrij varjana ityadi bhavati. Ekaraha athava aikaraha asti chet dhatoho ante tasya sthane akaraha bhavati, ana iti shruyate. Gai gana, dhyai dhyana ityadi. Ityevam bhinna bhunnebhyaha dhatubhyaha lyut pratyayasya yojanam katham karaniyam, katham tani rupani siddhyanti iti jnatavantaha. Lyut pratyayantaha shabdaha akarantam napumsakalingam pratipadikam bhavati. Atrapurvatra drishtam ete sarve shabdaha gamana, pathana, pujana ityadi hrasva akarantaha napumsakalingaha. Lyudanta shabdaha bhavarthe lyudanta shabdaha yatra lyudantaha kriyam bodhayati tatra napumsakalinge eva bhavati. Ataha akarantam napumsakalingam pratipadikam bhavati. Tasya pratipadikasya phala shabdavad rupani bhavanti. Gamanam gamane gamanani, gamanam gamane gamanani, gamanena gamanabhyam gamanaihi, gamanaya gamanabhyam gamanebhyah, gamanat gamanabhyam gamanebhyah, gamanasya gamanayoho gamananam, gamane gamanayoho gamaneshu ityevam phala shabdavat rupani bhavanti lyut pratyayantanam sarvasu vibhaktishu vachaneshu cha prayogaha shakyate. Evam yani rupani siddhyanti tani sarvani prayoktum shakyante ityapi sarvabhinnasu vibhaktishu katham prayogaha karaniyaha iti vayam jnatavantaha. So this is all. Ante kechana visheshamshaha api drishtaha. यथा अन्येषु अर्थेषु ल्युट् प्रत्ययः सामान्यतः क्रियार्थे ल्युट् भवति क्रियां बोधयति किन्तु अन्येषु अपि अर्थेषु भवति यथा लोचनम् लोचनम् नाम नेत्रम् लोक्यते अनेन सो दट् थ्रू विच् वि सी इस् काल्ड् लोचन वेर् द अन दट् इस् द ल्युट् प्रत्यय रेप्रसेण्ट्स् करण द सेन्स् आफ् एन् इन्स्ट्रुमेण्ट् आसनम् सो आस्यते अस्मिन् so that in which we sit okay so in that sense the chair asanam is adhikarane lyut so lyut can also indicate other senses other than this so tat drashtam sadrishah lyut pratyaya sadrishah anya pratyayah santi so there are other pratyayas which resemble lyut as in yuch okay so there also you hear the ana but it will be in strilinga prarthana ganana kalana ityevam nijantebhyah dhatubhyah yuch iti pratyayah bhavati tatra rupani ana iti bhavanti kintu strilinge bhavanti evam lyu iti pratyayah kebhyaschit dhatubhyah bhavati so lyu is added only to a few dhatus where it is in pullinga it is in karta that is the person who does it so nandayati iti nandanah he who delights is called nandana madhusudanah madhum sudayati he who kills madhu is called madhusudana and so on so those forms sound similar to lyut but they are of different pratyayas lyut pratyaya sambandhani kanichana sutrani api asmabhi sutranam ullekha matram drishtam इत्येवं ल्युट् प्रत्ययस्य अध्ययनं कृतं तत्र अभ्यासः अपि आसीत् सो वि हाड् आल्सो एन् एक्ससैज् विच् वास् पोस्टेड् इन् द वेब्सैट् ऐ होप् आल् आफ् यू वेण्ट् थ्रू द एक्ससैज् सो देर् वास् कन्वर्टिङ्ग् द तिङन्त टु ल्युडन्त वेर् देर् इस् कर्मपद द कर्मपद शुड् बि इन् षष्ठी विभक्ति वेन् इट् इस् कन्वर्टेड् टु ल्युट् ओके So we also had the fill in the blanks with Lyudantas, the correct vibhakti of Lyudanta to be used according to the context, and then identifying the Lyudantas in a few shlokas. So the answers were also given. So if you have questions now directly related to Lyut or the exercise or the thing we are doing it. Okay. So, okay, there is one question here. I'll answer this first. So, there is a in exercise 2, section 2, question 11, Putrim Lalayati. Should we form the lyut using the causative stem or the root? See, the question is, the lalayati is a nijanta, so should we use which dhatu? The original dhatu is lala dhatu, but it is a dhatu belonging to the 10th gana. Okay, so those are compulsorily having nich, so the form will be lalanam. Okay, so the lyut will be added only after adding the nich because they always get nich without any other without requiring any other nimitta in swartha to represent their own meaning they always get nich so we do use the nijanta that is the causative root and the form will be lalanam so what is the root for I don't know if it is bhashanam or bhashanam. Both forms are there. So bhashanam is bhash dhatu, meaning to speak. Bhashanam is bhash dhatu, meaning to bark. Okay. So both words are there. So bhash and bhash. So that is why we need to be careful regarding the hraswa and deergha. Otherwise, our bhashanam could be bhashanam, which is a totally different meaning. Okay. So there is one more question which we had discussed earlier. So Ramena, you get Nakara, but in Raman, we don't get Nakara. Nakam na bhavati kimartham iti. Yatra Nakaraha padasya ante vidyate, tatra natvam na bhavati. So anywhere, if Nakara is the last letter of a word, there will be no natva. Irrespective of what comes before or after, there is no natva. Okay. So there are a few other questions. Murali Prasad, you have to unmute yourself if you have a question. You have to click on the microphone to unmute yourself. No. Pudur Ramaswamy Mohade.
Namaste. So this is my first class. Where can I find the recordings of the previous classes?
So all this is found in our website. So the I'll just show you because a few people many people keep writing to me. I'll just one second. So, I'm just giving this as a general direction because I keep getting queries. So, this is our website, www.sanskritfromhome.in. So, you have to go there, you have to register if you have not registered. And if you have registered, you can sign in. So, after that, so the Kridanta course is available right at the home page. You have under the new courses, or it will also be available under the various categories. So you have to go to the course and click on take this course for the first time only. So once you sign in and take this course, so once you do that, you will get this course in your profile. So after that, in any of the lessons, you can click on the lesson. So if you have not signed in, you'll get this message. But once you sign in, you'll be able to download all the material. Yes. So there is the notes and the audio, the video link and also the exercises. So everything will be available on our website. So the website is updated after each class by 2 or 3 days. So usually by Tuesday, the class will be updated. You might not get notification for every update. So unless it is, you can just check it on after Tuesday or Wednesday to find the materials of the previous class. Okay, so coming back. Vijay Raghavan Mahodaya, Prashna Hastiya. So you have to unmute yourself. You're muted.
Namaste. Prashna Hastiya.
Okay. Venkateshwaran Mahodaya, you have to unmute yourself.
Suprabhadam.
Madam,
this in the Tigantha, talk about the Dhatu, Vikaranam Pratyaya, and Adhyanam Pratyaya. You describe little, what is the Vikaranam Pratyaya?
So we don't have the Vikarana Pratyaya in Kridantas. So it happens only in Tingantas. So in Tingantas, between the Dhatu and the Ting Pratyaya, there is a Pratyaya which is called as Vikarana Pratyaya. So which is not, I mean, we will see that when we come to the say, specific, there are a few, only a very few Krit Pratyayas which require the Vikarana, like Kshatriya and Shanaj. So we will see about it when we come to those Pratyayas. So generally, Vikarana Pratyaya is just a Pratyaya which is added in between the Dhatu and the Thing Pratyaya. Okay. So there are a few other questions. Melanasya Anantaram Ityapi Sadhu Prayogahava. Yes, both Panchami and Shashti is okay with Anantaram. You can have Melanat and Melanasya. Okay. Excuse me for just one moment. I'll be back. So, one more question. The Lyudanta form for Mushnati and Prishtam. So, Mushnati is Moshanam, which is stealing or robbing. Prachya Dhatuhu. So, I will have it as Prachanam, which is questioning. Other words are more popular, of course. Okay. So, the okay. There is one more. Okay, I'm taking only two questions now. So we will see the other questions later. So one is, can I explain the Anyeshu Artheshu Lyut? So we did it quite in detail in the last class. So if we look at the last portion of the recording of last class, you should be able to get a clearer understanding if you missed it. So if you have any questions after that, I'll be glad to take it. So next, the last question for now, how about Ramena? That is again the question which Natva keeps appearing. The last letter is Na. In Ramena, the last letter is not Na. Okay, so the we should always be aware of the division of Swaras and Vyanjanas. So R, A, M, A, N, A. So there is an Akara at the end, not Nakara. Whereas in Raman, N is the last letter. In Ramena, A is the last letter and N is not the last letter. So if it is the last letter, then there is no Natva. If it is not the last letter, even an Akara or any letter after Nakara will allow Natvam. So if Nakara is the last letter, there is no Natvam. So it's a common thing that Na is not one letter. Na is N and A. Okay, very, very important in Samskrita for all processes, whether you are trying with sandhis or anything, we need to be very clear about this thing, because you don't see visually the akara, but it is there. Okay, so now let's move ahead with today's class. So if there are any other questions, we will take them after the class. Okay, at the end of the class. So, idanim dvitiyam pratyayam adya pashyamaha. Dvitiya pratyayaha asti aniyar athava aniya. Okay. One note here before we move ahead. The order of pratyayas. So, it is not in any particular order. So, I started with what was probably the easiest of the pratyaya. With respect to the meaning and also the forms, and of course very popular in usage. So the next pratyayas, the order will be decided based on factors. Say we will go from the known to the unknown. So we already know lyut. So aniyar is very similar to lyut in some aspects. So that is why we are doing aniyar now. So they are not in any particular order of meaning or form or anything. We will bring them to order later. I mean, there are a few divisions which are possible, divisions based on the meaning. So we will come to that at the end and see which categories these different pratyayas fit into. But while we are learning, the order will be mainly based on the ease of learning, or, you know, the transition from one pratyaya to other rather than any particular grouping or categorization. So asmabhihi idanim dvitiyah pratyayah adhiyate aniyar iti. Adau ekam vitran prayogan pashyamah. Prasiddham ekam geetam vidyate. Ye samskata bharatyah shibirani gatavantasyuhu. Prayah tehi sarvaihi shrutameva syat. Manasa satatam smaraniyam. Vatasa satatam vadaniyam. Lokahitam mama karaniyam. Iti ekam geetam asti. Atra pashyantu smaraniyam vadaniyam karaniyam. Iti trini padani santi. Eteshu pratyayeshu, eteshu padeshu aniyar iti pratyayah asti. Kaha arthaha? Manasa satatam smaraniyam. So smaranam is remembering. So one should always remember with the mind. Vachasa satatam vadaniyam. And one should also constantly, satatam means always or constantly, tell it in words, vachasa, what lokahitam mama karaniyam. So I should do, or that must be done by me, what lokahitam, that which is good for the world, for others. That is, I should always do something which is useful or helpful to others. So that should be constantly remembered and should be constantly told. Manasa satatam smaraniyam, vachasa satatam vadaniyam, lokahitam mama karaniyam. Atra smaraniyam, vadaniyam, karaniyam iti aniyar pratyayantaha shabdaha. Annyadekam udaharanam pashyamaha. Edarapi geetameva. Sarvam brahmamayam iti Karnataka Sangite prasiddham. Sadashiva Brahmendra Yativaryaha Tesham idam geetam. Kim vachaniyam, kim avachaniyam, kim rachaniyam, kim arachaniyam. Sarvam brahmamayam. So sarvam, everything is filled with Brahma. So when this is the case, kim vachaniyam, what should be told? Kim avachaniyam, what should not be told? Kim rachaniyam, what is to be created? Kim arachaniyam, what is to not be created? Everything is Brahma, so how do we make the distinction? Okay? So let's not go too much into the philosophical this one. So asmakam tatparyam to shabdasya avagamanam. So vachaniyam, avachaniyam, rachaniyam, arachaniyam, agrepi asti. Kim pathaniyam, kim apathaniyam, kim bhajaniyam, kim abhajaniyam, sarvam brahmamayam. So what is to be studied, what is to not be studied, what is to be served and what is not to be served, everything is Brahma. Okay, everything is filled with Brahma. That is the song. Satra ete sarve shabdaha api aniyar pratyayantaha. So etani rupani pathamaha. Gamaniyam, pathaniyam, lekhaniyam, bhojaniyam, kridaniyam, darshaniyam. Evam karaniyam, krayaniyam, haraniyam, taraniyam, bhramaniyam, grahaniyam. So ete sarvepi shabdaha aniyar pratyayantaha. Arthastu prayena jnayate gamaniyam, so should be gone. Pathaniyam, should be read or studied. Lekhaniyam, should be written. Bhojaniyam, should be eaten. Kridaniyam, should be played. Darshaniyam, should be seen. Karaniyam, should be done. Krayaniyam, should be bought. Krayanam is buying. Haraniyam, should be taken. Taraniyam, should be crossed. Bhramaniyam, should be wandered around. Grahaniyam, should be taken hold of. So ete sarvepi shabdaha aniyar pratyayantaha. So yatra aniyam athava aniyam iti shabdasya ante shruyate saha vidyarthakah athava prerananarthakah pratyayah. So the sense here is all what we call the vidhi, that is should be read or should be done, that which should be crossed. Saha vidhihi athava prerana. So you are trying to make somebody else do something. Ataha vidyarthakaha ayam pratyayaha. So dvitiyaha pratyayaha aniyar eti. Aniyar eti pratyayasya purnam rupam. Prayogeshatu repaha na shruyate. Aniya ityeva shruyate. Sarvebhyaha dhatubhyaha ayam pratyayaha bhavati. So this is also a general krit pratyaya. Ithamaya uktam krit pratyayaha dvividhaha. Kechana pratyayaha sarvebhyaha dhatubhyaha bhavanti. Kechana tu vishishya kebhyaschit dhatubhyaha eva bhavanti. So there are general krit pratyayas which can be added to all dhatus. There are also specific pratyayas which can be added only to particular dhatus. Okay? So this is a general pratyaya. You can add it to all dhatus to convey that sense. So vidyarthakaha, I said, it conveys a sense of something that must be done, should be done, deserves to be done, and so on. Okay. So atra prathamaha abhyasaha. Samyojayata, atra pancha padani santi, etan aniyar pratyayantaihi shabdaihi, ete shabdaha yojaniyaha. So they must be matched. These words should be matched with these. So ete shabdaha, eteihi shabdaihi yojaniyaha. Before that, there is just one question which I want to answer. So there were two or three people who asked about the lokahitam mama karaniyam, the usage of mama in mama karaniyam. So we will see that. So in the next class, not today, but in the next class we will see about it. Okay. So don't worry about that now. It is correct. So lokahitam mama karaniyam is correct. So katham iti pashyamaha. Agrima varge pashyamaha. Okay. Nanim abhyasaha. So those who are attending for the first time, if you want to answer any of the questions, just raise your hand. There is a symbol to raise the hand. So I will unmute as many as possible at this one, and you will get chances. Okay. Okay. Lakshmi Muralidharan.
Good morning.
Satyam
Vadaniyam.
Satyam
Vadaniyam. Punyam Palani. Punyam Sampadaniyam. Tirthakshetram Darshaniyam. Papam Nivaraniyam. Guru Vachanam Palaniyam.
Samyak. So, Satyam Vadaniyam. So, truth must be told. Punyam sampadaniyam. Punya should be earned. Sampadanam is to earn. Tirthakshetram darshaniyam. So, places of pilgrimage must be seen. Papam nivaraniyam. So, sinful acts must be avoided. Nivaraniyam. Guruvachanam palaniyam. So, the words or the order of elders should be followed. Guruvachanam palaniyam. Satyam vadaniyam. Punyam sampadaniyam. Tirthakshetram darshaniyam. Papam nivaraniyam. Guruvachanam palaniyam. Dvitiyaha abhyasaha. Chatraihi kim kim karaniyam. Chitram drishtva padam vaktavyam. Harmandar Singh.
Pathaniyam.
So they must study.
Lekhaniyam.
So they must write. Thank you. Kranti Kiran.
Kridaniyam.
Kridaniyam. So they must play.
Khadaniyam.
Khadaniyam. So they must eat. Samyak. So kim kim karaniyam, pathaniyam, lekhaniyam, kridaniyam, khadaniyam. Tritiyah abhyasah. Riktam sthanam purayata. Riktam sthanam puraniyam. So the blanks must be filled. Aniyar pratyayantaihi shabdaihi. Atra dhatuhu diyate. So bhojanat purvam. Sna iti dhatuhu asti. So tasya rupam vaktavyam. Sundararaman Mahodaya. You have muted yourself. I think you should click on the microphone to unmute. Yeah. Na shruyate. I cannot hear you. Maybe you should check your microphone because I cannot hear you. Srinivas Mahoday. Na shruyate. So please check your, if your microphones are working. So the webinar has an option to check the audio at the beginning. So maybe you can check it if it is working there. Ramesh Vijay Raghavan.
Bhojanat purvam snanam karaniyam.
Can you make it a single word with sna?
Snaniyam.
Snaniyam. Samyak. So, bhojanat purvam snaniyam. So, bath should be taken. Asyarthaha. So, bhojanat purvam snaniyam.
Karanat purvam chintaniyam.
Karanat purvam chintaniyam. So, think before you act. So, karanat purvam chintaniyam. Raj.
Namaste. Vastra dharanat purvam kshalaniyam.
Kshalaniyam. So before wearing clothes, they must be washed. Vastra dharanat purvam kshalaniyam.
Vapanat purvam krushaniyam.
Karshaniyam.
Karshaniyam.
So before sowing seeds, the field must be plowed. So plowing must be done before seeding. Vapanat purvam karshaniyam. So the last one, anybody? So Rao Mahoday.
Yeah, I'll answer this before that. Now, when you get a chance, I want a question to be answered. Vidyadhishu, prarthaneshu, praraneshu, madhye, kinchit bhedam asti va?
Na avagatam. Kaha prashnaha?
Vidyadhishu, praraneshu, madhye, bhedam asti va?
Praraneshu, praranam. Na avagatam. Prashnasi ashayaha na avagataha.
Is there a difference between the vidhi and prerana?
Oh, vidhi. Okay, okay. Vidyarthe prerana. Huh. We will come to that later.
Yes. Okay, all right. For this, prasthanat purvam prarthaniyam.
Prarthaniyam. Prasthanat purvam prarthaniyam. So one must pray before leaving. Okay. So, bhojanat purvam snaniyam. Karanat purvam chintaniyam. Vastradharanat purvam kshalaniyam, vapanat purvam karshaniyam, prasthanat purvam prarthaniyam. Okay? So as you can notice, all the first words are lyudantas. So let's remember lyudantas as we move on. because, I mean, apart from remembering it, Lyudanta is very useful for an ear, as we will see. So, atra kashchana prashnah purvatra kridaniyam ityarthe khelaniyam ityapi vaktum shakyate va iti shakyate khela iti dhatuh api asti hindi bhashayam adhikataya prasiddhah kintu asti samskrate api atah khelaniyam ityapi vaktum shakyate sna aniya is snaniya so sna we just add aniya so like we get snana we get snaniya So, atra punaha aniya pratyaye api ayam prashnaha. Kutra aniya, kutra aniya. So, the answer is very, very similar to what we saw in Lyut. It is the same logic. Yatra nakarat purvam repaha rikaraha shakarova asti tatra natvam bhavati. Okay? Karaniyam, bhashaniyam. So, atra repaha, atra shakaraha. Atah natvam bhavati. Madhye arthat repha nakarayoho athava shakara nakarayoho athava rikara nakarayoho madhye kavargaha kavargasya vyanjanani pavargasya vyanjanani hakara yakara vakarava santi chet natvam bhavati. Charvaniyam. Charvanam nama chewing. Satra rephasya nakarasya madhye vakaraha asti. Brahmaniyam. So tatra rikarasya nakarasya nakarasya madhye hakaraha asti ataha natvam bhavati. Brahmana is the trumpeting of an elephant. The sound of an elephant is called brahmana. It is also there in the meaning of to spread. Okay. Vistaraha ityarthe api asti. Brihi vruddhau ityapi asti. Kshepaniyam. So, kshe, the sh is here in ksh, nakaraha, madhye, pavargasya, vyanjanamasti, ataha natvam bhavati, ringaniyam, gatau, so ringana is to go, tatra repasya nakarasya madhye, nakara gakarau, dvau api kavargasya varnau, ataha natvam bhavati. So, if the intervening vyanjana, in between the repha, shakara or rakara, okay, that should always be remembered. So, tadasti chet natvam bhavati. Madhye anyani vyanjanani santi chet natvam na bhavati. Even a single intervening vyanjana, which does not belong to this set of kavarga, pavarga, hayava, will prevent natva. So, archa niyam. So, madhye chakara hasti, ataha natvam na bhavati. Kshalaniyam. Madhye lakaraha asti, bhartsaniyam, madhye takaraha sakaraha asti, ataha eteshu natvam na bhavati. So it is the same thing, where do you have ana and ana in lyut? It is the same thing for aniya and aniya of aniyar. Okay. Taha idanim, atra, madhye, gama, madhye ni, iti bhavati va, ni. Iti bhavati va iti vaktavyam abhyasaha natvam bhavati va nava iti Gita Ramachandran
Gamaniyam
Gamaniyam prathamam natvam na bhavati
Kramaniyam
Ni athava ni
Kramaniyam
Ni Jyutiya. Because there is the ra. Repaha asti madhye makaraha pavargasya varnaha ataha natvam bhavati kramaniyam iti rupam. Gantavyam ityeva arthaha kramu padavikshepe. To move the feet is called kramana. So it means to go again. Okay. Lalita Singh.
Archaniyam.
Archaniyam. So atra natvam na bhavati because of the chakara.
Grahaniyam.
Garhaniyam. So, Repaha is...
Garhani.
Yeah.
Garhani.
Yes. Natvam bhavati, because there is hakara in between. So, Repa nakara, the hakara. So, garhaniyam iti bhavati. Malakondaya.
Hari Om. Asaneyam natvam bhavati.
Bhavati. Irshaneyam.
Irshaneyam natvam bhavati.
So, shakara. So, you have the yakara in between. So, there is natvam.
Kurdaneyam natvam na bhavati.
Na bhavati because of the dakara. Kurdaneyam.
Dakara.
So, garhaniyam is nindaniyam. So, that which must be condemned. Ityarthaha. Irshaniyam. So, jealousy. Irshya is jealousy. That which is worth being jealous of. Say, they have this Onida TV, neighbor's envy. So, that which should be envied is irshaniyam. So, kurdaniyam. So, to be jumped or played. Ityarthaha. So, Shobha,
Marganiyam.
Marganiyam, because Gakara is in the Kavarga. So, Marganiyam, to be searched for. Okay, Margayati is to search for.
Graniyam.
Natvam bhavati, because refa is before it. Graniyam, to be smelled. Grana is nose, smelling, the instrument of smelling. Padmanabhan Ayyar.
Varjaniyam.
Varjaniyam. So jakara hasti ataha natvam na bhavati. So, varjaniyam is to leave or to give up. That must be given up.
Takshaniyam, natvam.
Takshaniyam, natvam, bhavati, because of the shakara. So, takshati is to peel or to scrape or to slice. So, cutting. So, that is takshana. Venkateshwaram.
Darshaniyam.
Darshan. Natvam na bhavati because of the shakara. Darshaniyam.
Yeshaniyam.
Natvam. Bhavati.
Bhavati.
Ha. Eshaniyam. Natvam bhavati because of the shakara. Ishu ichhayam. So that which must be desired. Okay. So tatra. Eshaniyam natvam bhavati. So varjaniyam. Madhye jakara hasti. So it is not kavarga, pavarga or hayavara. Ataha natvam na bhavati. Okay. So clear about natva and natva. So this is just a repeat. The concept is the same. Okay. So what we did with yut is the same. Okay. So agre ekam subhashitam pathamaha. Kasyachit kimapino haraniyam. Marma vakyamapino charaniyam. Shripatehe padayugam smaraniyam. Leelaya bhavajalam taraniyam. Iti ekam subhashitam. Sahartha. Kasyachit kimapi na haraniyam. Na ityarthe no iti avyayam upayuktamasti. Na haraniyam. So you should not take away or steal anything belonging to anybody. Kasyachit kimapi na haraniyam. Marma vakyam api na ucharaniyam. So marma vakyam, that which hurts the heart. So marma is the heart or the that which directly pricks the soul. So such words, harsh words, should not be uttered. Marma vakyam api na ucharaniyam. Shripatehe padayugam smaraniyam. So the feet of Shripati, Lord Vishnu, must be remembered. Pada, Pada Yugam. Yugam is the couple. So two feet. So together, the feet of Hari must be remembered. Leelaya Bhavajalam Taraneyam. So by all these, Leelaya, very easily, Bhavajalam, the water of the samsara, Taraneyam, should be crossed. So Haraneyam, Uccharaneyam, Smaraneyam, Taraneyam, iti aniyar pratyayantaha, sarvatra repaha stetyataha natvam bhavati. So agre pashyamaha, just one moment. So, aniyar pratyayantasya rupani. So, how do we have the forms of aniyar? Bhinna naam dhatu naam aniyar pratyayantani rupani katham bhavanti iti pashyamaha. So, the single rule to be remembered is lyut pratyayantena tulyani. Very similar to the lyut, lyudanta forms. So, wherever you have ana in lyut, replace it with aniya. Replace, if you have ana, replace it with aniya. You are ready with the forms of aniya. Okay, so all rules are the same. Lyut pratyayasya rupanam vishaye yadyad adhitam tat sarvam api samanam bhavati aniyar pratyayasya api. Yatha samanyataha kim kriyate gam. Gamanam iti lyudantam. Gamaniyam iti aniyar pratyayantam. So instead of ana, we have aniya. So that is all. So pathu, pathanam, pathaniyam. We add aniya to the dhatu. Pooj, poojanam, poojaniyam. Ityevam. Yadi dhatuhu chint, chintanam, chintaniyam. So evam dhatuhu ana iti yojanena lyudantam bhavati. Aniya iti yojanena aniyar pratyayantam bhavati. Yadi dhatuhu ikarantaha tarhi ayanam ayaniyam. So chi chayanam chayaniyam. Ni nayanam nayaniyam. So to be taken or to be collected. Chayaniyam, to be collected. Nayaniyam, to be taken or carried. Evam ukarantaha athava ukarantaha dhatushchet avanam iti lyuti, avaniyam iti aniyari bhavati. So shru, shravanam, shravaniyam must be heard. Pu, pavanam, pavaniyam. So must be cleaned. Pu, pavane ityarthaha. So ukarantanam dhatunam avana, avaniya iti shruyate. Rukarantanam arana. So kr, karanam, karaniyam. So tr, taranam, taraniyam. Bhavati. Yatra ikaraha upadhayam. Arthad upanti mahavarnaha tatra ekaraha bhavati. So likh, lekhanam, lekhaniyam. Khid, khedanam, khedaniyam. So khid is to be sorrow about, sorrowful about. So khedanam, khedaniyam. Similarly, ukarasya sthane okaraha bhavati. Nud, nodanam, nodaniyam. So tul, tolanam, tolaniyam. So nud is to push, tul is to weigh or to balance. So tolayati is to weigh two things or to think about two different things. Drish, rukaraha asti chet ar iti bhavati. So darshanam, darshaniyam. Bhrij, bharjanam bharjaniyam, to fry. Similarly, ekarantanam aikarantanam cha akaraha bhavati. So dhyai dhyanam dhyaniyam da. So swayam akaraha asti chedapi tathaiva danam daniyam. So hve hvanam hvaniyam ityevam bhavati. So you can see everywhere it is the same. Yudantasya yadrupam tatraiva na ityasya sthane niya iti yojyate chet aniyar pratyayantam rupam siddhyati. So yatra natvam bhavati tatra aniyar pratyayasya api natvam bhavati. So in all aspects the forms of aniyar are similar to the forms of yut. There is no difference in deriving the forms. Okay. So that is why we took aniyar immediately after yut. So, idanim kashchit abhyasaha. Just one moment. Any questions, if you have, you can ask regarding what we have done. So, nodanam is pushing. Nuda prerane, so push somebody to do it. So uccharaneyam ityapi astiva asti. Uccharati iti prayogaha, uccharayati ityapi prayogaha. So uccharati ityasya uccharaneyam, uccharayati ityasya uccharaneyam. So the dhatu, many dhatus which are in other ganas are also present in the tenth gana. So you will also have the nijanta form, even though it's not causative, both of them means to utter. Uta ityasya va ityarthaha, yes. So we saw somewhere, ni uta ni. So uta is another avyaya which just means or. So there is one more question, aniyar also indicates bhavishyat kala. Aniyar does not indicate any kala at all. Okay, so there is no sense of any tense. It is just something which needs to be done at all times. So there is no specific tense. It should be done today, tomorrow, later. So something that should be done, that's all. So it does not carry any indication of time or tense. Any other questions with what we did so far? Sorry, if you have a question, please raise your hand. Yes, invitation, Mohamed. Prashna Hastiva. I cannot hear you well. Kim uchyate iti na avagamyate.
Madam, in Sanskrit, one word has a different meaning. For example, bharjanam, it is rushing or flying.
Sorry, I'm unable to get you at all. I mean, I can hear you, but I cannot make out what you're saying. Maybe you can type in your question. The voice is not clear.
In the Sanskrita, one word has different meanings. For example, varjanam.
Again, lost. Maybe you should come closer to the microphone. I could hear you well in between, but now I cannot hear you. Sorry, no, you should, I think, type in your, this one. I can understand that you're asking about the difference of some word, but I can't make out which word it is. So, bharjanam. So if you're talking about bharjanam, bharjanam means to fry. There is no other meaning. Varjanam is to give up. Bharjanam is to fry. So, I don't think bharjanam is many meanings. But it is possible for a word to have different meanings. You should understand based on the context. Okay. So, paniyam, it is said, does it mean water? I mean, not necessarily water. Anything that can be drunk is paniyam. That could be drunk, that deserves to be drunk, is paniyam. Need not be water. Okay. Yes, Rav Mahodaya.
Yeah, I have a question. From lute and aniyal, I am guessing that a lute is used in the active voice and aniyal is in the passive voice. Am I right?
Yes, we will come to this again next class.
But my understanding is right or wrong?
This is passive. Aniyal is passive, yes.
Okay.
Lute does not have a connotation, but yeah, I mean, you could take it as active. Though it is, since it expresses only kriya, there is no question of being active or passive. So it is like bhava. So it just expresses kriya. So active or passive is with relation to whether it expresses the object or the subject. So lute is neither, whereas this is passive.
So both of them are in the bhavartha.
Which one?
Both lute and aniyar. Both of them are used in bhavartha.
Bhave karmani. Aniyar is bhave or karmani. Lute is, it just expresses kriya and nothing else. So we cannot have, I mean, that distinction is not very clear with lute because of other reasons also. So we will see that again in the next class when we know more about aniyar.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And I understand, so there are other questions also. Many of the questions which they're raising in this class will be answered in the next class. So please have patience. Like say there are questions about the vibhakti to be used with aniyar, about the lingas of aniyar. So all those will come in the next class. Okay. So I said, asmin varge aniyar pratyayasya parichayaha rupani. So there is much more coming to aniyar. Okay, so aniyar is similar to lute so far, but again it has all three lingas. Okay, so it is not a single linga. So there are different lingas, the forms in those lingas, and using them, and the vibhaktis to be used with it. So all of them we will learn in the next class. So today we will look at this now. So this is a dhatu patha. Okay. So, for general understanding, so as I said, the dhatus are the verbs, the basic verbs of Sanskrita are finite, that is a fixed number, which is around 2000, so it could vary from 1800 to 2200, but around that, okay, including all variations. So, those are the original dhatus from which most of the other words of Sanskrita are derived. So, the list of dhatus is given in something which is called dhatu patha. Dhatu patha iti bhavati, yatra dhatavaha nirdishyante. So, dhatu patha is very important for understanding a lot of information about a dhatu. Okay? So, dhatu patha always has the dhatu. Say, for example, you have aki or you have anchu. So, these are the dhatus and it gives the meaning, an indicative meaning. So, lakshane. So, it also, you can know the gana, pada, so whether it is atmanepadi or parasmaipadi, whether it is set, anit or wait. So, all this information is important. So, dhatupata is not, will not be in this format. So, it will not say, okay, I mean, the tabular format, of course, it's a different format. But this is the information, but the dhatupata will give. It will give you the original dhatu. You will be able to know the gana based on what it started. And then the pada, and also whether it is set or anit or wait based on the swara. Okay. So what I have here now is about 375 commonly used dhatus. So this is not the complete dhatupatha. So I have selected around, as I said, 375 dhatus, which are commonly used in usage. Okay, so common dhatus which could be used for normal conversations and also prayoga. So there is the original dhatu, but the thing is the original dhatu is not always what we hear. Okay, so for example, ad dhatu, it is easier that ad is the dhatu which we hear, but for ak dhatu, it becomes ank. Okay, so similarly, the original dhatu for if you look at a dhatu like ovrashchu is the original dhatu, but actually the dhatu becomes vrashch or in some cases vrishch. So there are some modifications. So kakshi becomes kanksh and so on. So this modification is not required to be known at this stage. Okay, for you it is enough if you know this column. So we can easily hide this. So it will be there so that you know that there is something. This is the original dhatu. Knowing the original dhatu is important for many reasons, because if you know the original dhatu with the swara, we will know many other things, such as whether it is set and it wait, what is the pada, etc. Even without specification we can know it, but it is for the next stage, not right now. So we can just forget that for now. Okay, so what we will take into consideration is the dhatu. So you have a list of dhatus. Okay, so this sheet will be shared with all of you. I'll share this. So what we will try to do as we study the various pratyayas is we will try to fill this up collaboratively. So everybody, I mean one person doing everything is difficult, but whenever you have time, it is a shared spreadsheet, so you can fill in a few forms. Okay, so it will be practice for you, and in the process we will also get this sheet filled, which will be a useful reference for later. Okay, so that we will do after this class. I will share this spreadsheet. Whoever wants to do, whenever you want to do, you can just open it, and whichever is blank you can fill it in the pratyayas which we have done only. Okay, so we will take it as we go on. So for now, lyut and aniya, so you can fill the forms. We can correct it as and when required. Okay. So for now, today we will do an exercise in which we will just try to orally guess the forms of these dhatus in lyut and aniyar. Okay, so before that there are a few questions about the sheet itself. So what happens if you see somebody else's error? So if you see an erroneous form, or if you think it is an error, you can correct it, and we will see. I mean, since it's a collaborative effect, I think it will get refined over time. I will look at it at the end. So finally we will have one version which will have the correct forms. So after checking, so if you see an error, you will be able to correct it since it will be shared. So so the fonts to do it, this is all in Unicode. So any Unicode input tool should be useful, such as there are some tools. So I'll also share the links to those tools to type in Sanskrita if you want to do it. Okay. So what is Atmanepada or Parasmaipada? We don't need right now. So maybe we will see about them in the next class. So what I want now is only you have a dhatu. We need the forms of those dhatus in lyut and aniyar. Okay. So just orally say ank. So ankanam ankaniyam. Anch anchanam anchaniyam. So idanim maukhika rupena abhyasam kurmaha. So tataha tankanam agre bhavatu. So typing can happen later whenever you have the this. So you can directly type in Devanagari in the page. Okay, it's a Google spreadsheet, so So you will be able to type directly in Devanagari. Okay. So for now, just look at this. Okay. This column, and we will go on reciting the forms one by one. Those are everybody can try. I would like all of you to try. So it's very easy because it's fairly this one. Okay. So the other information does not matter for now. Okay. So the parasmaipada, atmanepada will matter for some pratyayas. The set and it will matter for some pratyayas, not for lute or anear. So the gana also does not matter. So just look at the dhatu and guess the form of the dhatu in both lute and aniya. Okay. So we will take it say 10 per person initially, and then we can see what it is. Okay. So those who want to tell, please raise your hands. Shobha.
Ankanam. Ankaniyam.
So ankanam, ankaniyam. So ankanam is to make a mark. Ank lakshane ityasti, aki lakshane. Yes.
Anchanam, anchaniyam.
Anchanam, anchaniyam. So anch is gati pujana yoho. The meaning is there. So I'll tell the meaning only for those which might not be clear. So anch means to go and to worship. Okay.
Adhanam, adaniyam.
That is to eat. Atti.
Ananam, ananiyam.
Aniti is to breathe. So it is a common dhatu. It is found in words like prana, etc. So aniti is means to breathe.
Ayanam, ayaniyam. Archanam, archaniyam. Arthanam, arthaniyam. Arhanam, arhaniyam.
Yes, arhanam, natvam, bhavati. Arhanam, arhaniyam is to worship or to respect somebody.
Avanam, avaniyam.
Avanam, avaniyam. So, avati, rakshati, ityarthaha. So, protection is avana. So, yes, I will add a column with English meanings so we can, so that it's easier. So, we'll do that later. So, yes, Swaminathan, Mahore.
Avanam, avaniyam.
Avanam, so there is no natva.
Yeah.
Avanam, avaniyam.
Avaniyam. Ashanam, ashaniyam.
There is no na. It is na. Ashanam,
na.
Ashaniyam.
Bhuvanam, bhuvaniyam.
Bhavanam, bhavaniyam. Not bhuvanam. Bhavanam.
Bhavanam, bhavaniyam. Apanam, apaniyam.
Apanam, apaniyam.
Apaniyam.
So.
Asanam, asaniyam. Adhyayanam, adhyayaniyam. Enam, eniyam.
Ayanam. E becomes ayanam, ayaniyam.
Ayanam, ayaniyam. Ikshanam, ikshaniyam.
Ikshanam, ikshaniyam.
Na. Ikshanam, ikshaniyam. Irshanam, irshaniyam.
Irshyanam, irshaniyam.
Irshyanam, irshaniyam. Ihanam, ihaniyam.
Ihanam, ihaniyam.
Ohanam, ohaniyam.
Ohanam.
Ohaniyam.
Dhanyavada. Ohanam, ohaniyam. Oh is to guess. Okay. So, next. Rav Mohanaya.
Yeah. Aranam, araniyam.
R becomes arana. Like kr becomes karana. R becomes aranam, araniyam.
அர்த்தனம் அர்த்தனீயம் ஏதம் ஏதனீயம்
ஏதனம் ஏதனீயம்
ஓ ஏதனம் ஏதனீயம் வர்ஷனம்
வ்ரஷ்டனம்
வ்ரஷ்டனம் வ்ரஷ்டனீயம் ஹானம் ஹானீயம் கதனம் கதனீயம் கம்பனம் கம்பனீயம் கமனம் கமனீயம் கலனம் கலனீயம் காங்க்ஷணம் காங்க்ஷணீயம்
காங்க்ஷணம் காங்க்ஷணீயம் சுணத்வம் பவதி. கிராந்தி கிரண்
கீலனம் கீலனீயம் கிருபணம் கிருபணீயம்
கோபனம் கோபனம்
கோபனம் கோபனீயம் கூர்த கூர்தனம் கூர்தனீயம் கூஜனம் கூஜனீயம் கல்பனம் கல்பனீயம் கிருஷணம் கிருஷணீயம்
கர்ஷணம்
கர்ஷணம் கர்ஷணீயம் கிரணம் கிரணீயம் கீர்த்தனம் கீர்த்தனீயம் கிரந்தனம் கிரந்தனீயம் கிரமணம் கிரமணீயம்
கிரமணம் கிரமணீயம் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் த ரேப
கிரமணம் கிரமணீயம்
மகாதேவன் சோ ஐ ஹேட் அ ப்ராப்ளம் லாஸ்ட் டைம் ஆல்சோ ஐ எம் அனேபிள் டு அன்மியூட் யூ ஐ டோன்ட் நோ வை வாட் I logged in from the phone, but even then you should be able to unmute you, but I'm not able to unmute you. Okay, I don't know why, I'm sorry. Maybe we should resolve this before next class. Okay, so next, Varadhan. Thank you, Vam. I am not able to hear you. Are you speaking? Creed. No. Geeta Ramachandran.
கிரீடனம் கிரீடனீயம் கிருதனம் சாரி கிருதனம் கிரோதனீயம் குஷணம் குரோஷனம் குரோஷனீயம்
குரோஷனம் குரோஷனீயம் தெர் இஸ் நோ நத்வம்
கலம் கலம் கிளமனம் கிளமனீயம் கிளிபனம் கிளிதனீயம்
கிளேதனம்
கிளேதனீயம் கிளேதனம் கிளேதனீயம் கிளேஷனம் கிளேஷனீயம் கதனம் கதனீயம்
கதனம்
கதனம் கதனீயம் கிரமணம் கிரமணீயம் க்ஷாலனம் க்ஷாலனீயம் க்ஷேபணம் க்ஷேபணீயம் க்ஷயணம் க்ஷயணீயம்
தன்யவாத தேங்க் யூ சோ மேபி ஐ ஷுட் ஓகே Okay. Next. Harish.
पूर्वं तत् किर् इति धातुः अस्ति,
अनन्तरं रक्ष्यामि रक्ष्यामि, न न किरणमेव, विकिरणं किरणम् इत्येव.
क्षिप् क्षेपणं क्षेपणीयं, क्षुद् क्षोधनं क्षोधनीयं, क्षुभ् क्षोभणं क्षोभणीयं, खण्ड् खण्डनं खण्डनीयं, खन् खननं खननीयं, खाद् खादनं खादनीयं, खेल् खेलनं खेलनीयं, ख्या ख्यानं ख्यानीयं, गण गणनं गणनीयं, गद् गदनं गदनीयम्.
सम्यक्. हेमा.
गर्ज् गर्जनं गर्जनीयम्, गर्हणं गर्हणीयम्, गवेषणं गवेषणीयम्, गाहनं गाहनीयम्, गुञ्जनं गुञ्जनीयम्,
गोपनं गोपनीयम्,
गुंसनं गुंसनीयम्,
किरणं. बोथ दीज अंड द this one, the kr and gr, so they are not originally kir and gir, they are originally kr and gr. Okay, so the itva is asiddha, so because of that no guna here, so it becomes kr becomes kiranam kiraniyam, so similarly gr becomes giranam giraniyam, not giranam. Okay, it's an exception. Okay, so so it was asked even before about the kir and gir. So they are originally from the dhatus kr and gr. Okay. So there is some prakriya where which is asiddha. Because of this, there is no guna. The e does not become a here. So it is the forms are slightly different. Okay. Okay. So next, Varadan.
I lost the page once again. Hello? Okay. Gai. Gayaniyam.
Ganam.
Ganam. Gayaniyam.
Ganiyam.
Ganam. Ganiyam. ग्रन्थनं ग्रन्थनीयं, ग्रहणं ग्रहणीयं,
ग्रहणं ग्रहणीयं, नत्वा
नत्वा, ग्लै
नो
ग्लयनं
ग्ला
ओ ग्लानं ग्लानीयं. ओके. गत् गतनं गतनीयम्. गुश् घोषणं घोषणीयम्,
घोषणं घोषणीयम्,
गृष् घोष
घर्षणं
घर्षणं घर्षणीयम्,
घर्षणं घर्षणीयम्,
ग्रा घ्राणं घ्राणीयम्,
घ्राणं घ्राणीयम्,
तत् चरणं चरणीयम्, सर्व चर्वं चर्वणं चर्वणं सर्वनीयम्,
चर्वणं चर्वणीयम्. सम्यक्. श्रीधर श्रीनिवास.
नमस्ते महोदय.
சலனம் சலனீயம், சயனம் சயனீயம், சிந்தனம் சிந்தனீயம், சித்திரம் சித்திரணம் சித்திரணியம், சோதனம் சோதனீயம், சும்பனம் சும்பனீயம்,
சும்பனம் சும்பனீயம்,
சுரணம்
சோரணம்
சூரணியம், சூர்ண சூர்ண சூர்ணம் சூர்ணனியம்,
சூர்ணம் சூர்ணனியம். There is no natva because dana intervenes here.
Chushanam chushaniyam natva. Cheshtanam cheshtaniyam
natvam nasti cheshtanam cheshtaniyam. Lalita Singh.
Chedanam Chedaniyam. Ja will come as
Jana. It is Jana.
So Jananam Jananiyam. Japanam Japaniyam. Jalpanam, Jalpaniyam, no, was it the previous one to Naswa? Because it ends with Pa, isn't it?
But it does not have Repha, so it is Jalpanam, Jalpaniyam.
Okay, so that was correct, okay, Jalpaniyam. Jagranam, Jagraniyam.
Jagaranam, Jagraniyam.
Jagraniyam, so Naswa. Jiyanam,
Jiyanam.
Jayanam Jayaniyam. Jivanam Jivanam Jivanam, it should be Jivaniyam.
Jivaniyam, correct.
Shrambhanam Shrambhaniyam. Shri Shri becomes what does
Jaranam Jaranam
Jaraniyam
Jaraniyam
Jaraniyam Jnanam Jnanam Jnaniyam.
Correct. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. So a couple of things here. Somebody asked the chumb, why the U does not become O. U is not the penultimate letter. There are two letters after U. Say chud, U is the letter before the last, so it becomes O. But in Chumba there are two letters after U, so it does not become O. Second, there are some cases in which there is something in the bracket, so don't worry about it for now. You have to use the one which is outside the bracket only. So the bracket forms are used in some cases, not now. So for now it is the direct dhatu which has to be taken. Okay, next, Paul, do you want to try?
Par. Jvaraniyam. Jvaranam. Jvaraniyam.
Jvaranam. Jvaraniyam.
Val. Valanam. Valaniyam. Tarshanam Tarshaniyam.
Tarshanam Tarshaniyam.
Var Varanam Varaniyam. Hal Halanam Halaniyam. Janam.
Bhayanam.
Bhayanam. Bhayaniyam. Nid. Medanam.
Medanam.
Medanam. Medaniyam. Svapanam.
Svapanam.
Svapanam. Svapaniyam. Purjanam. Purjaniyam. Without natvam. And then not two. Kshavanam.
Kshavanam.
Kshavanam. Kshavaniyam.
Kshavanam. Kshavaniyam. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Lakshmi?
Yes. Du. Davanam. Davaniyam. Nandanam. Nandaniyam. Brajanam. Brajaniyam. Yasanam. Yasaniyam. Vamanam. Vamaniyam. Vepanam. Vepaniyam. Dayanam. Dayaniyam. Karanam. Karaniyam. Kreenanam. Kreenaniyam.
Krayanam. Krayaniyam.
Krayanam. Krayaniyam. Danam. Daniyam.
Yes. Dhanyavada. Kumar Shankar.
Dhanam. Dhaniyam. Pachanam. Pachaniyam. Bharanam. Bharaniyam. Labanam. Labaniyam.
Labhanam. Labhaniyam.
Vapanam. Vapaniyam. Natanam. Nataniyam. Nadanam. Nadaniyam. Namanam. Namaniyam. Nasanam. Nasaniyam.
Samyak. Radhika. Oh, there was one more. Okay, it's okay. Radhika, you have to unmute yourself.
Yes. Thank you. Ni nayanam nayaniyam.
We left the nind. I think.
Okay. Nind nindanam nindaniyam. Ni nayanam nayaniyam. Nu nodanam nodaniyam.
No. Nudu is nodanam. Nu is navanam.
Nu navanam navaniyam. Nudu nodanam nodaniyam. Takshanam takshaniyam. Tadannam. Tadaniyam. Tananam. Tananiyam. Tapanam. Tapaniyam. Tamanam. Tamaniyam. Tarjanam. Tarjaniyam. Tijanam.
Tejanam.
Tejanam. Tejaniyam.
Samyak. Tejanam Tejaniyam. So there's a question, why the difference in Nu and Nud? Nu is Ukara Anta, so it becomes Av, Navanam Navaniyam. Nud is Ukara is at the last but one, the penultimate letter, so it becomes Nodanam Nodaniyam. Okay. So next we will do just one more because we will stop at 150. So next class we'll look at the rest. Vijayalakshmi. You have to unmute yourself.
Yes.
Namaskar.
Sudanam, sudaneyam.
Todanam.
Todanam, todaneyam. Todanam, todaneyam. Tolanam, tolaneyam. Toshanam, toshaneyam. Trupanam, tarpanam.
Tarpanam.
Tarpanam, tarpaneyam. Tropanam,
taranam.
Taranam, taraneyam. Tyajanam, tyajaneyam. Trapanam, trapaneyam.
Trapanam, trapaneyam.
Trapanam, trapaneyam. Trasanam, trasaneyam.
Trasanam, there is no natta because sa is in between.
Trasanam, trasaneyam. Trotanam, trotaneyam.
Ha, dhanyadaha. So thank you. So we'll stop here. So we will do this orally in the next class. So we'll at least have a look at the dhatus that we are doing. So any questions now? Prashnaha santi chet prachantu. Otherwise, before that, I will just do a quick sankshepa adhyayat kritam. Tata sankshepena vadami. Anantaram prashnaha santi chet prachantu. So aniyar pratyayaha adhya adhitaha. Vidyarthakaha pratyayaha. So it is used in the sense of must be done or should be done or some such thing. So there are subtle differences in meaning which we will see later. So sarvebhyaha dhatubhyaha ayam pratyayaha bhavati. Yatra repaha shakaraha athava rikaraha asti tatra natvasya sambhavaha. So the possibility of natva, if these three letters are present before the nakara, tatrapi madhye vidyamanani vyanjanani kavarga pavarga hayava ityeteshu antarbhavanti chet natvam bhavati anyani vyanjanani santi chet natvam na bhavati rupani api drishtani lyudanta rupavat rupani bhavanti aniyar pratyayantasya api samanam bhavati anam ityasya sthane aniyam iti. So there are other differences, so which we will see in the next class. So manasa satatam smaraniyam iti geetam drishtam tatsya, the second stanza of the song, nabhoga bhavane ramaniyam nacha sukhashayane shayaniyam aharnisham jagaraniyam lokahitam mamakaraniyam. So bhoga bhavane na ramaniyam, so it is not for us to ramaniyam is to have pleasure in the various pleasures, bhoga or bhavana in great palaces. Nacha sukha shayane shayaniyam. So, should not sleep in comfortable bed. So, aharnisham jagaraniyam. Should be awake and active. Aharnisham. Ahaha nisham. Ahaha is day and nisha is night. So, day and night. Lokahitam mama karaniyam. So, for the good of the world or for helping others. So, lokahitam mama karaniyam. So, mama ityasya vishaye sandehaha. So, that we will see in the next class or maybe the after that. So, we will see about it. So, any other questions you can ask now. So, we will stop with this for today. There is a question, row 146. Tru iti dhatuhu, rukaraha dirghaha. Taranam taraniyam iti rupam. Shobha?
Gupt iti
dvayam asti. Dhatu dvayam asti. Ubhayorapi gopanam gopaniyam ityeva rupam. So there is no difference in form. In lut or aniyar. So there is a difference in the other cases. So atra bhedaha na bhavati.
Dhanyavadam.
Okay. So, Hema?
In case of this Kiriyam, they said they originally are from Kru and Gru, and so we will consider the.
No, the Vikara.
Much more.
there is lot of disturbance. I don't know why.
Now, okay?
No. There is lot of noise. I don't know what's the background noise.
Background is quite silent. I will try. Okay, now? Now, okay?
Better, but still there is some, some sort of, it's not the background noise, but some, yeah. Tell me now.
No, okay. You said in case of this kir and gir.
Yeah, there is a difference in prakriya. The for, say, dhatu is like tr and kr. So we will, maybe I'll write a mail to you about that.
Okay, so how will we know the difference? That is what is my question.
So there is a difference.
Okay.
So I will look up and exactly the this one I'll let you know. Because
okay, I thank you.
From the samskara of the words, but the exact sutra I need to look up. So I'll look it up and I'll write a mail. Okay. Yes, Venkateshwaran Mahodaya. You have a question? You have to unmute yourself.
This refa, chakara, rikara, ru is also included. Rikara, rukara, it's also included, madam.
It could be included, but there are no examples where you will find rukara. So, you will never find nakara next to rukara. So, rukara is always converted to other letters. Theoretically, it could be included, but you will not have any practical examples for that.
Very well.
Okay. So, there's a question here. What is it for gai? Gai is ga, ganam, ganiyam. Okay. So, okay. Malakondaya.
While putting dhatus, kindly put original dhatu also, madam.
It's already there. I didn't show it because it's confusing. Original dhatu is there.
And one more question is, what is the difference between Chandrabindu and Anuswara?
The Chandrabindu represents the Swara itself being Anunasika. So it is not a separate one. So the Pa is pronounced as Pa with the nasal tone. So, the ukara is pronounced with the nasal tone. Anuswara is a separate letter. So, it is gum and mu. So, am and a have a difference.
Oh. And one out of syllabus question is there. Can I ask, madam?
Yes, if possible, I'll answer now. Otherwise, I'll
answer later. The question is, in there are 22 upasargas, wherein the A is there. A plus gachati, agachati, agachya, lapracheya. Since A is not there in the upasarga list, why is
Ang. Pra, para, pasam, anu, ava, nisnir, dusdur, vi, ang.
Ang is there, but it is not A.
It is ang, akara is it.
Uh-huh, okay. Ang is it, huh?
Huh? Nakara is it. So, A is a, is the upasarga there.
Oh, upasarga.
Yes.
So, thank you, madam.
So, there are a couple of written questions. Giraha Pantavaha and Giraha Pumsam, what is the meaning of Giraha? Gira means vak, words. Okay. Giraha Pantavaha, may the speech protect us. So, Brahmi to Bharati Bhasha, Gir Vag Vani Saraswati. So, Gihi Ityasya Vani Bhasha Ityattha. So, next, when we see Rikara, it does represent all versions, including all Matra Kala. Yes, whenever you say Rikara, it does include the Dirgha. But as I said, you will not have an example for Natva followed by Rikara. Because there is the rukara is in a dhatu is generally converted to other letters. Okay. So, just one moment. So, similarly, yena dhauta girah pumsam vimalai shabdavarivihi. So, giraha pumsam. So, pumsam giraha nama vachaha. He who has cleaned, dhautaha, which is cleaned the speech of people. So, giraha gij shabdasya tatrapi bhasha ittevartaha thava vachanani. Okay. So, what time? So, 5:30 IST, 5:30 in Indian Standard Time, the class starts. So, if it is a different thing, maybe you should, the webinar should give you the time in your timeline. So, somebody mentioned saying that there is a difference in time. So, the class is from 5:30 to, it was supposed to be till 7, but it goes on till about 7:30 Indian Standard Time. Okay. Okay, so the last two questions maybe. Yes, Swaminathan Mohanaya.
Vajra Niyam should be Na, right? Because Ra comes after Ja.
There is no Vajra, so there is Vrajaniyam in which you will not have Natva because there is a ja in between. There is also Varjaniyam. There also there is no natva because the ja intervenes. There is no vajra.
Vajra is right. Vajra.
There is no direct dhatu as vajra. I mean, you can derive it artificially, but artificially as in a secondary dhatu. But I don't think there is an original dhatu meaning vajra. Vraja is there. Vrajati nama gachati. So varjayati. Ityapi asti. Vajrati titu nasti. If it is there, it would be Vajranam. I mean, theoretically, if it is there, it would be Vajranam, Vajraniyam. But it's not there. Yeah.
The second question, Hamdi, you said there is no tense for Aniyam.
There is
no? But have Hindi, there is no future tense, right? I mean,
Aniyam does not carry any tense connotation. Yeah.
I got it. However, if you have to say, this lesson should be read tomorrow, that means you are going to indicate something using a...
So, you are going to indicate the time by a different word. Say, Shvaha Pathaniyam or Agrima Mase Pathaniyam. But just by Pathaniyam, you cannot indicate the future. By the Aniyar, you cannot indicate the future. You have to use some other word to indicate the Kala. Like Shvaha or Agrima Mase or whenever.
Thank you.
Yes, Sundara Rabu.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Is it possible?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Is it okay? Is it okay?
Yeah. This is fine.
And the classes are very fine. I am attending the webinar for the first time.
Okay.
I of course, I'm from Kuranta. Yes, I wanted to check up my heart.
Yeah, sure. Problem. It's working now. This okay. is fine. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So, so we'll stop here. So for people who came late, yes, you can download all materials. Just go to sanskritfromhome.in. You have the Kridanta course. So the course will be, you can get it either in the home page or in you know, the different this one. So there you can download all materials, including you can see the video recording, the audio, the notes and everything. So the Kridanta course is currently under the new courses. You can also find it in the different categories. In all categories, it will say it is a course under language practice. You can also find it in the intermediate courses. So anyway, it will all lead to the same thing. So you just have to go to that course. You have to sign in, take this course. So once you do that, you will be able to download all materials which are uploaded. Okay. So materials will be uploaded by Tuesday or maximum by Wednesday. So Gurureva Gatir Gurumeva Bhaje Gurunaiva Sahasmi Namo Gurave Na Guroh Paramam Shishurasmi Guru Ormatirasti Gurau Mamapahi Guru. Nanyavadaha. So we will...